Sir's greetings.
弟兄姊妹们好，
It is wonderful to be with you.
高兴看到你。
It is wonderful to be with you.
非常的美好，我们可以聚在一起。
We've been meeting like this. Well, all the churches have been meeting like this for 3 months, but I still can't get used to it.
我们已经这样聚会有几个月的时间，但是仍然还是需要有点习惯的时间。
My wife tells me that I should look at the camera so that I look like I'm looking at the audience.
我的太太给我建议，让我来看这个镜头，让我们可以好像看到和下面的听众有交流。
But the camera is no substitute for real faces.
但是呢，这个镜头没有办法能够代替我们真人。
It's been a long time since we were able to gather together physically, face to face, and worship the Lord together.
已经有一段时间，我们没有办法和亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同来聚在一起来敬拜神。
We do thank the Lord that He has provided, made provisions for us so that we can come together and worship Him in spirit and in truth.
但是呢，我们也感谢神给我们有这样的一种的方式，可以用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
As our brother said, I will be sharing from Gospel Mark chapter 2.
我们弟兄提到我们会讲到马可福音第二章。
Gospel Mark is the most concise, the shortest gospel of the four.
马可福音这卷书比较是比较短的一个福音的书。
It wastes very little time in introductions.
我们可以花一点时间来了解。
And he goes right into the Lord Jesus' ministry.
我们可以看到我们主的服事。
In chapter 1, Mark tells us that after John the Baptist was arrested, Jesus began his ministry in Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God.
在马可第一章呢，讲到我们的主呢，在经受旷野的试炼一样，在旷野中的时候，然后呢，又来到加利利来服事。
Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel."
他说到天国近了，你们要悔改。
And Jesus told his disciples that this is the reason why he came out. It was to preach.
主也告他们门徒，这是他出来传道的原因。
But Jesus began to teach and to preach and also to perform many miraculous signs.
主也开始来传道，并且行很多的神迹奇事。
Although the people were more interested in his miracles than his preaching, he always stressed the importance of God's word, His word.
虽然他在传道的时候，很多人对他的神迹奇事更感兴趣，但是呢，我们的主常常来强调他的话的重要性。
So it's in Mark chapter 2 that people like the scribes, the Pharisees, and even other people began asking questions and questioning Jesus.
就到了第二章，马可第二章的时候，就有很多的文士和法利赛人开始来质问我们的主耶稣。
Mark tells us in the beginning of chapter 2 that Jesus was preaching inside of a packed house.
这里讲到我们的主在一个人很多的地方来传讲福音，传讲话。
Four men carried a paralytic friend and went to the house, but they couldn't get near Jesus because of the crowd.
讲到一个摊子，因为人太多，没有办法能够接近主耶稣。
They went up to the roof, made a hole in the roof, and lowered their paralytic friend to Jesus.
他们甚至拆了房顶，然后呢，把这个摊子从这个房顶上来坠下来。
When Jesus saw him, instead of healing him, the first thing he said was, "Son, your sins are forgiven.
主看到以后呢，没有马上把他医治，而是说：“小子，你的罪赦了。
This statement caused the scribes to raise questions or questionings in their hearts about Jesus.
”这就使得这些文士呢，其中起了疑惑，要来质问主耶稣。
Why does this man speak like that?
这个人为什么这样说呢？
He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
他说健忘的话了。那除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
This was the first question that the people raised.
这是第一个对主的问题，
Question about Jesus.
是关于对主耶稣的问题。
To show the people that he had authority on earth to forgive sins, he told the paralytic, "Get up and walk."
就是讲到我们的主有没有权柄可以赦免罪。
So we see Jesus used a miracle to support this message.
我们看到主就用一个神迹来证明他的话。
The second questioning of Jesus came when he ate with Matthew, the tax collector, and his friends.
第二个问题呢，就是当我们的主来到这个立位的面前的时候，
In response, the scribes and the Pharisees said, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
这些人文士和法利赛人呢，他对主的问题就是他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？
Second question, why does he do such things?
第二个问题是说他为什么要这样做？
And Jesus's response was, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners."
主的话就是康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
The text that we're going to look at today,
今天我们要看的经节，
a third question or questioning of Jesus is raised by the people.
就是第三个问题，人们对于主耶稣的问题。
Let's read from Gospel Mark chapter 2, verses 18 to 22.
我们一起读马可福音的2章18到22节。
I will read through in English and Brother Larry will read through in Mandarin.
我来读英文，翻译的弟兄读中文。
Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the patch tears away from it, the new from the old, and the worst tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is destroyed, and so other skins. But new wine is for fresh wineskins."
马可福音2章18节，当下约翰的门徒和法利赛人进食，他们来问耶稣说。约翰的门徒和法利赛人的门徒进食，你的门徒倒不进食，这是为什么呢？耶稣对他们说：“新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能进食呢？新郎还同在，他们不能进食。但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那日他们就要进食。没有人把新布缝在旧衣服上，恐怕所补上的新布带坏了旧衣服，破的就更大了。”也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，恐怕酒把皮袋裂开，酒和皮袋就都坏了。非把新酒装在新皮袋里。
Okay, so let's have another short prayer.
我们再有一点简短的祷告。
Father, we are thankful that we can worship you.
天父，我们感谢你，我们能够来一同敬拜你。
It is by your grace and it is by your blessing that we can come together today.
是你的怜悯，是你的恩待，我们可以来到你的面前。
We pray that your heart is satisfied by the gathering and the remembering of your Son.
我们祷告，你的心可以借着我们来纪念你的儿子来，得到满足。
And now we pray that the Holy Spirit, you will breathe your Holy Spirit upon your word.
现在我们祷告，你的圣灵可以吹气在你的话上。
Touch our spirit with your own word, by your spirit.
用你自己的话，也借着你的灵来进入我们的灵里。
Speak to us, Lord. Your servants are listening.
向我们说话，你的仆人静听。
And we pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉我们主耶稣宝贵的名求，阿门。
So the people came and asked about fasting.
很多人来到主面前问进食。
So the people who came to ask this question,
这些人。
how did they know that John's disciples and the Pharisees' disciples fasted?
他们来到主面前问，约翰和门徒，约翰的门徒和法利赛的门徒进食。
Was their fasting obvious?
他是为了什么来进食呢？
Apparently, during that time, some people practiced fasting and let other people know that they were, in fact, fasting.
那时候呢，很多人他们进食，并且让大家知道他们在进食。
During that time, fasting had become highly fashionable among the spiritual and the pious Jews.
在那个时代的时候啊，进食成为很多似乎属灵和位置比较高的人的一个所以做的事情。
It was considered by many people that fasting twice a week was holy.
是像大家很多想到的，就是一周有2次进食是好的。
Remember the pure parable that Jesus told his disciples about a Pharisee who went to the temple to pray?
我们记得我们主也提到一个例子，就是法利赛人到圣殿里去祷告。
This Pharisee, instead of praying, he boasted before God and said, I fast twice a week.
那个法利赛人呢，没有说是真正祷告，而是在吹嘘他一周已经要进食2次。
Jesus said that when the hypocrites fast, they make sure that other people know that they're fasting.
耶稣说，那些假冒伪善的人，他们进食的时候，他们要让很多人都知道。
But Jesus taught his disciples to fast in such a way that other people did not know that they were fasting.
耶稣教导他的门徒是说，你进食的时候不要让别人知道。
So when the people come to ask Jesus this question,
虽然人们来到主面前问这个问题。
they have it in their minds that spiritual people should fast.
他们已经在他心中，好像定义呢，这些属灵的人要进食。
The judgment in their mind is Jesus' disciples are not spiritual.
他们里面的判断就是这些主的门徒并不属灵。
Those people who are looking for these outward signs,
很多人他们就看外面的这些的情形。
and those people who practiced outward signs.
而且他们也做这些外面的一些的征兆和事情。
They considered those acts to be holy and spiritual.
他们把这些做的事情当成圣洁，当做属灵的。
I remember when I first became a Christian.
我记得我起初信主的时候，
I used to compare and judge other Christians.
我也常常会论断一些的弟兄姊妹。
I would visit a church and compare practices of that church to our church.
也比较不同的教会的一些的做法。
I used to have a set of standards in my mind as to what was better.
我常常在我里面就有一个标准来讲到哪一个的情形更好。
And so what I used to do is if I observe in these brothers and sisters something that was not what I was looking for, I considered them less spiritual.
那时候就是我看到有些人没有达到我的标准的时候，我就觉得他们不属灵。
So it was the outward signs that these people were looking for.
这些外面的事情，当人看的时候，
So fasting itself is not a just because some people use fasting as a measuring stick does not make fasting unspiritual.
有些人用进食作为一个尺度，并不会使得进食不属灵。
Because we do know that spiritual people, in fact, do fast.
因为我们知道很多属灵的人，他们确实进食。
You know that Moses fasted, Elijah fasted, and even Jesus fasted.
我们知道像摩西、以利亚，甚至我们的主耶稣都曾进食。
If we look at all the mentioning of fasting in the Old Testament and the New Testament,
若是我们看整个的旧约和新约提到进食的地方，
Fasting was always associated with a solemn act before the Lord.
进食总是和非常严肃的一些事情相连，
It was spending sobering time before the Lord.
是借着这个来到神面前，严肃的到神面前。
So fasting and festivities have no relations to each other.
进食呢，和这些的节期也没有什么关系。
As Jesus often did in his conversations with people, he answered their question with a question of his own.
主常常用一个问题来回答人的问题。
He said, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them?"
他就问新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能进食呢？
He said, "As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast."
他说呢，新郎还同在，他们不能进食。
With the pandemic, I don't think anybody's gone to a wedding for the past 3 months.
进这个现在的这个疫情呢，使大家好几个月都在家。
But we've all attended weddings in the past.
我们以前的时候，曾经参加很多的婚礼。
We don't go to a wedding to fast.
我们到一个婚礼呢，我们不会进食。
We go to a wedding to celebrate.
我们到婚礼是来庆祝。
It was right and fitting that the disciples celebrated.
这些门徒们可以一起来庆祝。
Because the promised Messiah, the Messiah that had been promised to Israel for centuries, had finally come.
因为那个多少个世纪以来要被他们应许的弥赛亚到了他们当中，
The bridegroom had arrived. How could they fast?
新郎已经到了，他们怎么能进食呢？
The disciples could not fast while the bridegroom was with them.
当新郎与他们同在的时候门徒不能够进食。
Lord willing, we will be able to meet together face to face again。
我们不能够一同的面见面。
And when the Lord allows us to celebrate the Lord's table before Him。
当主让我们可以一同来到主的饼杯的面前的时候，
It is not time to fast, it is time to celebrate.
那个就不是进食的时间，而是一同庆祝的时间。
So although the disciples did not fast while the bridegroom was with them,
虽然门徒们他们不会进食，因为新郎与他们同在。
The Lord Jesus said, "The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day."
主说呢，当日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那日他们就要进食。
Indeed, in due time, the Lord will be taken away from the disciples by force.
确实是这样，到是日期满足的时候，我们的主就被离开被拿去离开他的门徒。
The disciple will see their beloved Lord suffer and die on the cross.
门徒们就会知道他们的主在十字架上死。
And in that day, they will indeed mourn.
那个日的时候，他们就要进食。
But until that day, as long as the bridegroom is with them, they had to rejoice in the bridegroom's presence.
那个日子到来之前。新郎还与他们同在的时候，他们应该庆祝，而不是进食。
Jesus criticized, well, Jesus pointed out that what they're looking for is not something. I'm sorry, I lost my track. Jesus told these, so after that, Jesus told two parables.
在那以后呢，主就讲了两个的比喻。
I'm sorry, my notes are a little messed up. So the Pharisees and the scribes and the people, what they were looking for had been derived by their traditions.
这些法利赛人和文士呢，他们所要看到的是基于他们的传统。
And to point out what the issue is, Jesus told two parables to them.
为了能够针对这个问题的关键呢，我们的主就讲了两个的比喻。
Jesus talked about an old garment and an unshrunk cloth.
是讲到旧衣服和旧皮带。
He talked about old wineskins and new wine.
哦，是讲到这个旧皮带和新酒、旧衣服和新布。
The old ways are the new ways.
旧的方式和新的方式。
The possibilities of old ways are traditions hindering something new is something that we see every day.
就是讲到有些旧的传统和观念会影响我们新的事物的发展。
I have had my I've been in dental practice for over 23 years now.
我已经做牙医已经23年多时间了。
It's very hard to change something that I've been doing for a long time.
非常难，若是我做一件事情很多年去改变的话。
When I started in 1997, I had a DOS-based practice management software.
在1997年我开始的时候呢，我用的这个软件呢是一种软件。
I don't know if there's any younger people in the audience. Maybe some of you don't even know what DOS is.
我们不知道年轻人在我们当中知不知道这个 DOS 的这种软件系统。
DOS。
So DOS was very old, obviously.
这个软件当时呢是已经到现在已经非常老旧了。
The software that I was using was pretty obsolete.
我们用的这个软件呢，非常旧，
But it worked.
不是工作很好。
My attitude was, why fix something that's not broken?
我是讲到为什么若是还工作的话，我们为什么还要修它呢？
I used all kinds of excuses not to change to Windows-based software.
我用很多的理由呢，就拒绝。进入到这个Windows 的这种新的方式，新的系统。
I held out as long as I could.
我坚持一直到不能坚持为止。
But it came to a point where I had no choice.
但是到了一个时候呢，我没有别的选择。
I had to switch to a new software.
我必须要把我的这个软件呢更新成新的。
Although we're still learning and there's still challenges to the change,
虽然我们仍然在学习这些怎么来应付这个新的软件，很多的挑战。
but I can clearly see that this new software is much, much better.
但是我非常清楚地看到，新的软件是非常比旧软件好很多。
So we can get stuck in our thinking and in our practice by the things that we're so used to doing.
我们可能会在旧的这种思维方式中，习惯了很多年的这样的方式。
Doesn't this happen in the church as well?
是不是在我们教会中仍然也是这样的事情发生？
If something new or a change is suggested or introduced,
有一些新的事情，建议或者是提出来的时候。
people who have been practicing a certain way or doing things a certain way, there will almost always be resistance to change.
若是很多人习惯于旧的方式的，常常会反对这种新的方式和改变。
If we've been doing something the same way for 30 years,
若是我们做一件事情30年是同一种方式，
or if something had been done same way for 100 years or 1,000 years,
甚至有些事情我们是上百年、上世纪的，我们这样做。
and there's a new idea or a new suggestion that is introduced to the people.
而是有一些新的思想或者新的方式来引出来的时候，
We can be sure that there's going to be a fight.
我们可以确定，肯定是有一些的争论。
Martin Luther challenged the Catholic Church.
马丁路德就挑战了天主教。
He declared that the Bible was the absolute authority of the church.
他就宣告，圣经是完全的权威。
He said that salvation was only by grace through faith and not by works.
他是讲到我们的救恩是因着信啊，是因着恩典，而不是因着我们自己的工作。
It condemned the usage of indulgences.
他就谴责那些买这个。旧书卷的这些的行为，
Where people paid money to buy forgiveness.
是那些讲到那些有些人用钱来买神的饶恕。
When Martin Luther posted these ideas,
马丁路德就反对这些的看法、想法、做法，
he was condemned,
就来。定罪，
and he was declared a heretic.
但是他却被罗马天主教呢定为这个异端。
And he was excommunicated from the church.
并且赶出了这个罗马教会的这样的一个系统。
If that new idea is from the Lord, of course we must submit to it.
但这些的新的思想是从主那里而来。
We recall the vision that the Lord gave to Simon Peter about killing and eating non-kosher animals.
我们想到主呢向使徒彼得显现，让他吃那些不洁净的物。
Peter's reaction was, "By no means, Lord, I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean."
彼得的回答就是主啊，我绝对不会吃这些，我从来不吃这些不洁净的东西。
Although Peter resisted initially,
虽然彼得在起初的时候他反对，
he thought about it and he prayed about it.
他也想了想，而且并且祷告。
And it was revealed to Peter that the Lord used this vision to reveal to him that salvation plan is not only for the Jews, but the salvation plan included the Gentiles as well.
然后彼得就明白，神是借着这个意象讲到救恩不仅是属于犹太人，而是给所有的外邦人。
So we as a church, we as individual believers, we can get stuck on tradition and our old ways.
我们作为教会的这个个体啊，我们常常会进入到一个这样的一个旧的方式。
And this can hinder our growth, and this can hinder the growth of the church.
这样会影响我们个人的成长和团体教会的成长。
But I also want to point out that this is not to say that all new ideas are good and true.
我想给大家讲明白，就是不是所有的新的想法、思想都是好的。
Some new ideas are misguided and some are simply evil.
有些新的 idea 是不好的，会误导啊，有些甚至就是不对的。
Some new ideas that come from the enemy.
甚至有些新的想法是从仇敌而来。
As good and as reasonable they may sound to people's ears.
有些对我们的耳朵听起来非常的舒服。
All ideas that come from the enemy are meant to kill and to destroy the church.
但是从仇敌来的这些想法，都是要来毁灭和杀害教会。
Peter, John, Paul, and even Jesus warned the believers to watch out for false teachers and to false teachings.
像彼得、约翰、保罗，甚至主耶稣自己都来警告我们，有些假先知、假冒的人会出现在教会中。
So we thank and praise the Lord that He has given us the Bible.
但是我们感谢赞美主，因为他给我们这个圣经，
The eternal Word of God.
是永远的神的话。
Heavens and the earth will pass away, but not a single stroke of His Word will pass away.
天地都会废去，神的话一点一划都不会废去。
But we have His Word, and we also have His Holy Spirit.
我们有他的话，也有圣灵。
The Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth.
圣灵和灵，我们进入一切的真理。
People who came to Jesus to question about his disciples.
这些人来到主面前来问到这些门徒的事情的时候，
They saw something in the disciples that were different or unexpected.
他们看到门徒是不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, what a wonderful testimony it would be when people observe us and say, these people are so peculiar.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们能够 和世界不一样，能够为他做见证，是多么美的事。
You know, the Bible tells us that believers were first called Christians in Antioch because they were acting strangely.
在圣经中告诉我们，这些信主的人成为基督徒是从安提阿开始。
Strange to them, but wonderful in the eyes of the Lord.
因为他们所做的，是在神的眼中看为好。
My prayer is that those around us, our families, our friends, and our colleagues, will take notice of the difference in us and cause them to ask, why are they different?
我们若是有好的见证，我们周围的朋友、同事、亲属或者任何我们认识的人，会是问我们为什么和他们不一样。
It would be so wonderful if those people around us see something of a celebratory nature in us because we are
若
around
是。
in the presence of the bridegroom.
因为我们若是生命可以见证出我们当中有这位新郎在我们当中，使得我们有一个非常庆贺的这样的一个欢乐的这样的情形啊，能够为神做见证，那是何等好！
So the parable of the old garment and the unshrunk cloth.
这个所讲主所说的这个。比喻旧衣服新布的比喻，
The old wineskin and the new wine.
这个旧皮带和新酒的比喻，
He used these two parables to make a single point.
他用这样两个比喻来说明一点。
Jesus, the person of Jesus, and his new ways were incompatible with the people and their old ways.
主作为一个他的人格是不可能和旧的系统协调的。
Those who were asking these questions, their old ways consisted of traditions. And legalism.
那些问主的问题的这些人呢，是从一个旧的系统和从一些律法主义中出来的。
The old garment represents man-made traditions and traditions that have become, and those traditions have become their religion.
旧衣服就表示那些旧的一些传统观念，成为他们的一个宗教的形形。
The old garments also represent legalism.
旧衣服也是讲到那些一些律法主义。
And this legalism, although it was derived from the law, this legalism had become their god.
这些律法主义是从那些律法中发展出来的，但是呢，他们这些律法主义成为他们的律法。
The old wineskins represent the old man, the sinner.
旧皮带是表示我们这个旧造的人。
This old man, this sinner, cannot house the Spirit of God.
旧的人，罪人是没有办法来盛装神的灵。
A new vessel was needed.
一个新的器皿需要被预备。
And that's what the Lord Jesus came to accomplish.
这就是主要成就的。
The Jews expected the Messiah to conform to them and to their ways.
这些我们来自主耶稣的这个新的生命。
That is how far the people as a nation had fallen from the purposes of God.
是和这个旧的系统、旧的人的光景是完全不相配的。
Israel as a nation was supposed to be prepared to receive their Messiah.
以色列作为一个国啊，是应该来预备来迎接这位弥赛亚的到来。
Israel as a whole nation was supposed to celebrate with the coming of the bridegroom.
整个的以色列国应该啊能够庆祝这位来到他们当中的新郎弥赛亚。
Instead, the people were challenging, questioning the authority and the practices of the bridegroom.
反而他们却来到这个新郎面前来这个疑问他，来诋毁他啊，来这个挑战他。
Jesus was the new wine.
主就是那个新酒。
He was going to make new wineskins and put himself into them.
并且他会造这个新皮带，并且把酒放在皮带中。
What the people were looking for and what the people were seeing.
人所看的，所预期的，
Were based on their own thinking, own traditions, and own ideas.
是鉴于他们自己的传统和想法。
They considered certain things holy and spiritual.
他们想到一些事情是圣洁，是属灵的。
And they had it in their mind, and they said, those who are spiritual should practice these things.
他们就会想到那些属灵的人应该做这事那事。
Their mind and their ways were stuck on old traditions.
他们的思想意念就停滞在一个旧的系统中。
But the Lord Jesus came with authority.
但是我们的主有权柄的来到他们当中。
He came with authority to preach the gospel.
他就来到他们当中来传福音，
He came with the authority to perform many miracles.
并且有权柄来行许多的神迹奇事。
He came with the authority to take up a man's position.
并且他有权柄能够替代这些人的地位。
And he came with the authority to lay down his life for the forgiveness of man's sins.
并且他有权柄能够把自己舍了他的命来成就这宝贵的救恩。
So, brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that we have all been made into new wineskins.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，我们都有这个新的皮带。
That's what He did for each and every one of us who have put our trust in Him.
每一个人可以把我们的信心放在我们的主的身上。
He has made us into new wineskins such that we as individuals and we as a church can be filled up with the Spirit.
他就把我们做成这个新皮带，我们作为个体、作为团体的教会，能够承接神的灵在我们当中。
So that we can be a vessel in this world.
我们可以成为他可用的器皿。
For the Lord to fill up and use according to his own purpose and according to his own will and according to his own glory.
他可以用到我们来成就他自己的旨意、心意。
The Lord knows that even after we have become believers,
主知道，在我们成为基督徒以后，
He knows better than any one of us that we will revert back to our old ways, to our traditions, and our old ways of thinking.
我们可能会又回到那个旧的系统、旧的观念当中。
But we thank the Lord that He continually reminds us back.
但是我们感谢我们的主，他会不断的来提醒我们回到新的生命中。
He always reminds us to come back to Him, the person.
让我们能够经常被提醒回到新造当中。
It is the person of Christ that we follow, not laws and traditions.
我们是在跟从主耶稣这一个神的神人，而不是一些系统或者是一些的宗教或者是律法。
I think all of us, when things like the pandemic and the social unrest that's happening in this country happens,
我们这个疫情使得我们进入了一个状态，是我们以前没有经历的。
there's always something in the back of our minds and in our hearts asking, is Jesus going to come back soon?
我们里面总是有这样的一个问题，看到环境哈，我们的主是不是马上就要来了？
None of us know the day of his return.
没有人知道他回来的日子。
But when he does return, may he find all his children following him.
但是他若是真正回来，他能没有看到他的儿女来欢迎他？
And as we follow him, just like the disciples did,
当我们来跟随他，像这些门徒跟随我们的主，
He will continue to transform us and change us into his likeness.
他就会继续不断的使我们能够变成他自己的形象。
We thank and praise the Lord for that.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
That is all for my sharing today, and so let's close with a word of prayer.
这是我要给大家分享的，我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the life of your son.
天父，我们感谢你为着你自己的儿子。
Your son is the most precious in your eyes.
你的儿子在你眼中是最宝贵的。
And yet, you sacrificed him for us.
然而，你却为我们做了，把他作为牺牲。
That we may belong to him.
是的，我们可以属于他。
That we may love him back with the same kind of love that he loved us.
我们可以爱他，像他爱我们一样。
That we may be one with him.
我们可以他和他合一。
Father, we acknowledge the weaknesses in us.
天父，我们承认我们自己里面的软弱。
And we acknowledge that there are so many things that hinder our growth.
我们也承认我们有很多事情来拦阻我们里面的成长。
But we pray that the Holy Spirit will open our eyes.
我们求你用圣灵来打开我们的眼睛。
To recognize what comes from you and what comes from man.
可以能够识别哪些是出于你的，哪些是出于人的。
And for the grace to choose you and your ways.
有恩典能够来拣选你和你的道路。
We thank you and praise you that you will lead us, always lead us in the everlasting way.
我们感谢你，你会一直带领我们，因为你是那个永远的。
We commit every heart and every mind and every body into your hands.
我们把我们每一个人的灵魂、身体都交到你的手中，
Do a deep work in us.
来在我们当中做工，
For your glory and for your praise.
为着你自己的荣耀和赞美。
In Jesus' name we pray.
从耶稣基督的名求，阿
Amen.
门。